neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Tu Bishvat, as we celebrated with lots of fruit, especially the seven types, it's called Sheva Minim. We have a pasuk in Torah Lusha. It's brought, Ki ha'adam et ha'sadeh. We are resembled to a tree. So what is that supposed to mean? That we are resembled to trees. So now just imagine that all of a sudden you see a very beautiful apple tree. Do you like apples?
Yes.
So now you run toward the apple tree, and then somebody's there and says, no, don't touch it, because it's an old lot time. 23 years we don't use the tree, so now can you eat it?
No,
you cannot eat. So here, so the message is very powerful, because if you are resembled to a tree, so sometimes you look at people just like the apple tree, and you like to help them, maybe to help you, but they're as idle, just like this tree that is Allah, is not usable. That means. The many times you try to guide people, give them advice, but you feel they don't listen to you, and you become very upset at them. You get angry at them. You scream at them. So how come you don't listen to me? It's written here. You see, it's written. But why they don't listen to you? What is that? Why they don't listen to you?
Because they don't want to listen.
No, but why they don't listen to you?
It's not to their benefit.
Understand, but do they realize that you tell them something that is worth listening to?
Yes, but they don't admit it.
But maybe they feel that they should tell you what to do rather than you tell them what to do.
Should be that way too, maybe.
I know, but who said you're right?
The Torah.
But how do you know you transferring the Torah the way you should?
It's written. It's shown in the written.
I know, but there is a way. Like I say, please sit down. Please sit down. Which one are they going to listen to?
Torah said, please sit down.
I know, but how do you know you're saying it the way you should?
You show them the Torah.
I know, but he doesn't understand. Who would understand the Torah? Rabbi Akiva, after 4 years, you know, he became a Talmid Chacham. Then he made a mistake.
Rabbi Rashi, you have so many people that they translated.
I know, but Rashi HaKadosh, thousands of Mefarashim that they try to explain what Rashi is talking about. Many times Rashi says, I don't know. Rashi says, I don't know. So how do you understand that I don't know?
As long as they don't want to change, they always have a excuse.
No, no, no. Again, how do you know that you're directing the way you should?
Just ask and go read and learn by yourself.
No. Back to the today that we celebrated, the Torah says that we are resembled to a tree. Right? So now, here, when you're trying to guide somebody, maybe he doesn't want to listen. So now, you go back to the Gemara, says the same way that is a mitzvah to tell somebody when he listens, there's a bigger mitzvah. You should not tell somebody something that he doesn't listen. It says in the Gemara. So now, we have another way. See, you see, wow, what a beautiful tree! I cannot eat it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make a compote. I'm going to cook it. Or make a shredded apple. What do you call it?
Follow the
sip. They call it Persian. You know, you shred it, they eat it after the fast. Listen to that. Is it permitted? It's not permitted. But it's not the apple anymore. You cannot even see it. Can you do it?
Cannot.
See, that's what happens to us many times. We feel, you know what? Okay, he doesn't listen to me. I'm going to show him. And you argue with him. And you go all the way. You scream at him. You show him, you know, one of those sour faces. to prove it to him that he's wrong. And you know what you're going to do? You're going to disconnect the Nefesh Yehudi from Am Yisrael. Why? Because when he sees that this is what the Torah is, he's not ever going to come back. Did you hear me?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yes.
No, really? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, you could never push them or make sad things.
So that's why we celebrate today. Because so the same way that this tree, you look at, oh, what a beautiful tree. But it's Allah. Master is not given. So you cannot use it. So what does it mean? The Torah is teaching us when he says, we have a direct command from the Torah that you are obligated to rebuke another Yehudi.
If he doesn't.
No. But there is another delicate point here. It says, Hocheyach Tochiyach. What does it mean? We have twice. So here, Torah Hashem is telling us, first, you have to Hocheyach yourself. You have to rebuke yourself. And then, the other Yehudi. Unless we say Hocheyach. This is twice. Like this. Do you understand?
It's yourself.
Do you understand?
Yes.
How many fingers you see here?
Two.
No, this is one. How many see over here?
Three.
So here one is toward you, three towards me. So that means who should I rebuke first?
Yourself.
Which is more, one or three?
Three.
So that's what it means. Do you drink coffee? Sorry. You don't like coffee. Tea?
Yes.
What do you put in it?
Sugar.
Where does it go, the sugar? Where the sugar goes?
Mixes?
The mixes? Yeah? So let's say it doesn't mix.
Then you put more.
No, the sugar on that day had a bad day. He's a stubborn. He doesn't dissolve. What's going to happen to coffee?
Bitter.
The only way that you can make your coffee sweet, when the sugar is willing to
disappear.
And that's what the task here is. If you feel you're right, I have to show him, I have to teach him, you make your life bitter and everybody else around you bitter. You're going to bring such a pain for people around you, such a disaster. Why? Because you want to make your point. But his mukhseh, this tree is Allah, you cannot use it. Why you bother?
I have to enjoy myself. But you enjoy yourself, that's how there is to it. Because when you feel people are listening to you, then you enjoy. Because if the people, they don't listen to you,
it's a painful thing. Why? Because you feel you're right, you know you're saying the right thing. But that's not true, it doesn't work that way. And that's what the whole point here is. In any relationship, family, friends, teacher, rab, students, that's how it works. Because you're sitting here, but you're not listening to me because you're thinking about something else. You're thinking about Arvit. So what can I do about this?
Nothing. I do my thing, and then if I can get you out of the Arvit or the dinner, so then it's up to you.
But that's all I can do. I cannot do anymore. And that's how it works. And that's what exactly the beautiful point that Torah Hashem is teaching us. Don't forget, he's a tree. But is it edible? Maybe not. Maybe he didn't give the maaser. Maybe it's within the 3 years. You cannot use it. But it looks good. No, that's not how it works. And that's a life-saving message. Through your life, you have to always, always remind ourselves. Should I say? Should I not say? I should say it. But when you dissolve, like the sugar, what a sweetness to bring your family, for yourself, and everybody around you. Hashem is like, you know, to be smooth sugar. Is that a shame? Bring some pleasant and pleasure everybody around.
Koilani shomote, halel kohaleluko, koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishima, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.